In this bulletin, a 14-year-old boy missing in dense bushland in Victoria for 2 days found alive and well. State restrictions blamed for delaying the resumption of trans-Tasman travel, and community sport to resume in New South Wales on the 1st of July. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A boy with non-verbal autism who went missing in dense bushland in regional Victoria has been found alive and well. William Callaghan was last seen at the summit of Mount Disappointment north of Melbourne on Monday. The 14-year-old was found by a volunteer this afternoon after spending 2 nights in freezing temperatures. Police had used unusual techniques to try to find him, including playing the theme to the television show Thomas the Tank Engine. The acting Immigration Minister, Alan Tudge, has conceded that while there is some racist behaviour in Australia, it's not widespread. His comments come after China's Education Ministry warned students not to travel to Australia, citing multiple incidents of discrimination targeting people of Asian descent. The warning follows a similar directive to Chinese tourists and trade strikes on Australian beef and barley after the federal government pushed for an inquiry into the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Tudge has told Sky News that while there have been instances of racism in Australia, it's not a regular occurrence.
I think there has been many high-profile incidences of racism against people of Asian backgrounds. But I think those incidences are the actions of a tiny minority of cowardly idiots in Australia, whereby the vast majority of Australians would be appalled by those actions and would call it out.
4 Labor politicians have been tested for coronavirus after attending Black Lives Matter protests around the country. Northern Territory Senator Melindiri McCarthy, Alice Springs-based MP Warren Snowden, and Queenslanders Graham Perrett and Annika Wells will remain at their accommodation in Canberra while awaiting the results. Greens Senators Janet Rice and Maureen Faruqi also attended protests at the weekend. Senator Rice has vowed to follow strict physical distancing procedures in Parliament and says she'll get a test if she develops symptoms. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters says internal border restrictions in Australia are delaying the resumption of trans-Tasman travel. While some jurisdictions are now welcoming interstate visitors, others, including Queensland, are still banning tourists. Mr. Peters has been a vocal supporter of a quick resumption of business and tourism between the two countries, backing the idea of direct flights between New Zealand and Tasmania. He's told the Nine Network some states are prepared to reopen their borders with New Zealand as soon as possible, but the reluctance of others is slowing progress.
It's very clear that Tasmania is set to go, and we should start. Frankly, we should not have states being held back by the slowest mover, so to speak. So let's get going, and let's have a precedent here. And I'm certain that when we've got all the protocols sorted out, which can be done very, very quickly, because so much work has been done, we could be off. But let's not restrain the movement between our two countries based on the slowest state in Australia.
Hong Kong police have arrested 53 people during protests that saw hundreds of activists take to the streets. The protests, called to mark a year of pro-democracy rallies in the former British colony, come amid heightened tensions due to a proposed national security bill backed by the central government in Beijing. In sport, community sport can resume in New South Wales on the 1st of July. Outdoor sport is currently the subject of a 10-person limit, but those rules will be removed next month. The New South Wales government had previously announced that children's sporting competitions could resume from the 1st of July. Well, now the weather across Australia for Thursday. Perth, showers with a possible storm and 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 16. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, early showers, 12. Canberra, morning fog and partly cloudy, 15. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 19. Sydney, a possible shower with the chance of early fog and 20. Newcastle, possible early fog with a shower or two and 20 degrees. Brisbane, showers and 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.